I trust the Lord, as we've said already from the beginning, from Saturday night, that the Lord will truly bless every single one of you and give us all a seeking spirit. It seems that He's given us that thought this year. One of the themes, anyway, to seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore. On Monday evenings, we have prayer meetings. Sometimes the younger group has their own meeting. It didn't work out for tonight. So here we are all together. And I'd like us to spend a little time in prayer. Those of you who can and will feel comfortable doing so, it's good to go down on our knees to pray. And others, I mean, there's nothing that says you have to do that. That's not a rule. The Bible says we can pray wherever we are, calling on the Lord in any position, I'm sure. But we like to come down at His feet and bow before Him. And so we'll do that in a little while. First, we sometimes say something about prayer. I would like to do that tonight, too. But just think about the blessedness of coming together and just reaching out to God. And as he has invited us to do, to make our requests known with thanksgiving unto Him. In everything, it says, with prayer and supplication, make your requests known unto God. And it says, with thanksgiving. So we want to do that. He's the one who ordained this way of prayer. It was his plan for us that His people learn to approach Him in prayer and call on His name. We could think of so many reasons for that. The Bible would help us, wouldn't it? But we know that it's right for us to take that posture before the Lord as those who supplicate, those who ask, those who open and yield to Him. Why? Because we are poor and needy, as we read the other day. But God, You are our help and our deliverer. Psalm 145 tells us, the eyes of all wait upon Thee. You give them their meat in due season. You open Your hand and what does it say? You supply what every creature needs. You meet that need with Your supply. Think of it, throughout the whole world. How many billion of us are there now? And all the animals, God has put provision in His creation for all of us. And He just, it's not hard. You open Your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. And the eyes of all wait upon You. You give them what they need. Now that's the proper position, the proper posture to take before a God like ours. A God who is so gracious. A God who is so mighty. And a God who has made this way for us to wait upon Him, to seek His face, to call upon His name, and to receive out of His fullness grace upon grace. Brother John mentioned, as he was speaking from Psalm 63 yesterday, he told us the background of the psalm. He told us about David and his experience having to leave Jerusalem. And he had to step down from his throne because his son Absalom was treacherous. He stole the hearts of the people away from David. And David fled. And it was a low point, I'm sure, in his life. And yet he looked to God and sought the Lord and desired Him, found in Him His delight, and knew that the Lord was his defense. And Brother John told us that there were a couple other psalms that had to do with the same incident in his life. And maybe you remember that he mentioned Psalm 3. And if you brought your Bible tonight, you'd just like to look at Psalm 3. It's 8 verses long. I know that will take all of it, but especially one of its verses. But it says at the head of Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. The great king, the man after God's own heart, when you think of it. He had to flee out of his city, city he had won. Yes, he had driven out the enemies. And Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? It's a prayer. Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Let your eye go down to the fourth psalm. And you see in the sixth verse, there be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. There are always those naysayers. There is no help for him in God. He's too far gone. He's too low down. God can't help him in any way. He doesn't deserve it. Right? There is no help for him in God. Or who will show us any good? We pray, but does anything happen? Who will show us? And let's look away to the Lord. Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. These are wonderful prayers, these psalms. And here I particularly wanted to take a brief glance at the third one, because Brother John Muncie mentioned it in the Sunday morning meeting. Look at that third verse. But thou, O Lord, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord. There are some many wonderful places in the Bible where that little three-letter word, but, comes and makes all the difference. Think of Ephesians 2, how we were dead in trespasses and sins, children of wrath, even as others, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, he made us alive. He raised us up together with Christ. Hallelujah. By grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. How gracious, how loving our God has been to us in so many ways. But here's another one of those great prepositions, but. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. And you know, though these foes were all around me, it says down here, 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. He could lie down and sleep in peace after he called on the Lord, put his trust in him. He knew that God heard his cry. Isn't that wonderful? Arise, O Lord, save me. You fight for me against my enemies. You will be entirely victorious. I know that my salvation comes from you, and your blessing is upon your people. This third verse, Psalm 3:3. It's very special to me. As long as I live, I'll remember a retired missionary that lived in our home till she was 98 years old. That's when she went to be with the Lord. Her name was Sister Louisa Schultz. And she had quite a German accent, but she had served the Lord for years over in China, she called it. Anyway, at one point in her life, she was on a mission station. And the other missionaries had gone away for some days. And there was civil unrest around her. I can't remember the history of it exactly. I'm not sure of the year, but there was some civil war going on. And there was danger around. And she felt it. She heard the noises of war around. And she would tell us the story. She would tell us exactly where she was standing, as though we had been there. She'd say, I was walking through the house, and there in the living room, right by the doorway, I suddenly stopped because there was a voice that arrested me. And that voice said, read Psalm 3:3. She would say, read Psalm 3:3. And then she would tell us, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Think of David. Thousands of foes around him. How are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, God was his shield surrounding him, his defense. God was his glory above him and within him. The complete blessedness of his heart. The ideal, my glory. And then he would lift up his head, help him to keep his eyes where they belong, on the Lord Almighty. You lift up my head, you give me joy and courage and faith and strength and victory. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. And so that verse has always meant a lot to me, because of Miss Schultz, when I was a young man there in the faith home at home there in Woodhaven. She would sometimes testify, tell us about that event in her life. It was a fearful time, but God came and spoke to her through this verse. Read Psalm 3:3. She opened it up, and there it was. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Unless we think that our foes are all flesh and blood, like David's were here, or at least many of his foes were flesh and blood. And Miss Schultz had these people fighting around her. Remember, John Bunyan said, I think the sign is still up in the kitchen. Isn't it? Yes, it is. Read it tomorrow. What danger is the pilgrim in? How many are his foes? How many ways there are to sin? No living mortal knows. What danger is the pilgrim in? How many are his foes? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. These forces of wickedness that come against our souls, that want to drag us down from our excellency, but God is for us. Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. And he invites us to come and cry to him. I cried unto the Lord with my voice. He heard me. He answered me out of his holy hill, and he put peace in my heart. I quoted from the New Testament parallel passage. It says there, don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And think about the things. Keep your mind where it belongs. Oh God, do that. We talked about our thoughts and our words. Help us, Lord, to trust and obey, to love, and to call upon your name. So here we are tonight. We'll have a little chance to take a little time to come to the throne of grace together. Recently, I've seen this a number of times in my reading, and today I came across it again. And I said, where is that from? It's not been attributed to anyone in the times I've read it. And so I put it in the search engine, and I found that it comes from Wales, from a poem, a hymn that they sing there. We kneel, and all around us seems to lower. We rise. And all the distant and the near stands forth in sunny outline, brave and clear. We kneel, how weak. We rise, how full of power. You know, the Lord reminded us at the end of the meeting last night that in ourselves we are weak. He said to us, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Lean upon me. And so when I read this today again, and I said, I got to find out. I mean, it's been about 6 or 7 times in just the last month or two. I don't know where this has been or where I've been. Why all of a sudden I'm seeing it so often. But that happens, doesn't it? Lord, what a change within us. One short hour spent in thy presence will prevail to make. What heavy burdens from our bosoms take. What parched fields refresh as with a shower. We kneel, and all around us seems to lower. We rise, and all, the distant and the near, stands forth in sunny outline, brave and clear. We kneel, how weak. We rise, how full of power. Why should we ever weak or heartless be? Why are we ever overborne with care, anxious or troubled, when with us is prayer? And joy and strength and courage are with thee. Amen.